To keep college classes full, look to your elders. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Sheridan Moss, associate professor of the Classics and Latin at Wayne State University, explores why seniors should keep on learning to fend off the problems of old age.
American universities are struggling to find undergraduates because the number of college-age students has dropped as millennials have grown to adulthood. Schools are competing aggressively for a shrinking pool of applicants. Many schools face the likelihood of program cuts and even closure. A solution to this problem was suggested a long time ago by Cicero, the famous Roman orator and statesman. In an essay entitled De Senectute, Latin for On Old Age, Cicero imagines a conversation between one of his ancient Roman heroes, Cato the Elder, and two younger men. Cato enumerates the supposed problems of old age, such as physical weakness and the nearness of death, and systematically dismisses all of them. The antidote to old age, Cato tells us, is learning. He, in particular, learned ancient Greek in his senior years and spent a great deal of time studying its literature. He credits this with his ability, in his 80s, to carefully articulate the argument of his essay. Cicero inadvertently suggests an excellent fix for the dilemma of American colleges. There are 75 million baby boomers in the United States, many of whom are now retired. This is an ideal time for them to come back to school with a senior discount on tuition to fill the empty seats. Seniors make lively college students and mentors to youth, and by learning in their later years, they stave off the effects of aging. Colleges should actively recruit and accommodate seniors if they wish to keep their programs, particularly those in the liberal arts, alive.
That was Jennifer Sheridan Moss of Wayne State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.